CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Hot topic over the weekend was this job advertisement that came up on Gumtree. A small business over in Perth put this up on Gumtree. They were looking for an international student for an admin and driving role for a family business, 12 to 15 hours per week, and must be a computer whiz with full driver's license. Must have good referees, drug-free, also child and pet-friendly. And this, it read at the end, no bogans or rough people need apply.
Oh, slap. Slap in the face of the bogans.
Pretty rough. Oh,
pretty rough.
Who's writing that and going, oh, this is okay to write?
I'm not sure. It's getting a bit of media attention, though, so maybe that was the plan. Hey, maybe what?
There's way a of lot getting it out there. Of good bogans getting around.
Oh, 100%.
There's some real stand-up bogans, can I say.
Everyone's got a sprinkle. Everyone's got a touch.
You're un-Australian if you're not a little bit bogan.
You got to claim that.
Just because claim that. If someone, it may, I don't know, be called a little bit bogan doesn't mean they're rough.
I don't know how many bogans are computer whizzes.
Well.
Says computer whiz.
Who knows? I've seen a couple of guys with mullets getting around on the IT jobs.
How's the applications going for this job then off the back of it?
Well, apparently there's been a few complaints.
Right.
On Gumtree saying it's discrimination, and it's ignited a bit of a discussion about whether or not you're allowed to say that when you're bogan. Advertising for a job. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, do you think bogans find the word bogan offensive? Do you think bogans think they're bogans? That's the question.
I think there's some people that would say, oh, I'm a little bit bogan.
Okay.
Why not? You're Australian.
Is it offensive? I don't think bogans would care.
I don't think so either. I think it's offensive to say, to discriminate against them in terms of them applying for the job.
Yeah.
In terms of calling someone a bogan, I mean, if they are, they are.
Okay.
I mean, our family, we get called a little bit bogan because we're from the country.
Yeah.
And we own it.
It's an interesting mix, your family, of Italian meets bogan,
know,
isn't
right?
it? It's like it's this world's colliding.
An Italian-Aussie bogan family,
just
you know?
Everyday run-of-the-mill, you know?
I just think it means you're down to earth and you're genuine.
I think so too.
I think that's what a bogan kind of encompasses.
Here's what we want to do on the show this morning, because we've done it in the past where people call. We did it just before Mardi Gras, didn't we, and people called up.
We're doing it again this year, annual year in a row.
Yeah, we had to guess if you were gay or not.
Our boss had a heart attack. Yeah. Oh, don't say that on the radio. It's 2017, mate.
It's fine. 13, 12, 16. And then we did the aircon one as well. We had to guess if you had an aircon. So are we going to throw it out there this morning? 13, 12, 16.
We'd like to guess if you're bogan or not this morning.
And this is based on what people think of themselves.
What you think of yourself.
If you think you're a bogan or not a bogan, then you run with that this morning. And we will guess just by chatting to you.
Like if you've got a mullet, you're a little bit bogan. Come on.
Yeah, well, that's another one we could do. You know,
do you have a mullet
or not? 13, 12, 16. All right, interesting. It's a tough one because you have to classify yourself as a bogan first for it to happen. People own it?
I love when people own it. There's nothing better than hearing when people own stuff like that.
All right, 13, 12, 16 is our number. And what are we going to offer up? Oh, how about the tickets to the Sea Eagles Roosters game?
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Love that.
Oh, your bogan's coming out.
Oh, if you go for Manly, you're definitely a bogan.
Saturday, 18th
Producer
of
H.
Feb.
Thank you.
Claim it.
I will claim that. Yeah, girl.
Tickets to NRL here on the Central Coast. Roosters VC Eagles, 13, 12, 16 is our number. We're doing that next year at sea.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
There's a Perth business under fire at the moment. They put up an ad on Gumtree and at the end of the ad they said, bogans need not apply.
Come on, guys.
You're in Australia.
I think maybe they're thinking because in Perth, I know with the mines being so close, the miners, they get a bit of bad rap, the fly-in, fly-out workers.
But they
in
got
WA.
Jobs, don't they?
It's drying up, so they might be needing some other jobs. But
I think you can't discriminate in our country.
Yeah.
If you're living here, you got to embrace the bogan.
I love that. If you're living here, you got to embrace the bogan.
My family always has.
13, 12, 16 is our number. We're trying to find out this morning, and we've done this on our show in the past, but you call up and we have to guess whether you identify as a bogan or not.
Based just on talking to you.
Exactly. 13, 12, 16. You bear.
The bogan anthem itself.
Brendan's in Narara. Morning, Brendan.
Morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
I'm
a little bit of
academic
myself.
Don't mind it.
Oh, well, that okay. tells me, Brendan. Oh.
You could fall on the bogan side.
But everyone likes AC/DC.
What do you do for work, Brendo?
It's true. How can you not like them?
What do you do for work?
What I do for work? I do lawn mowing part-time.
Lawn mowing okay. part-time.
Brendan, can I ask, what is your beer of choice?
Oh, I prefer bourbon and Coke myself.
Oh!
Brendan.
I'm going to go with
Brendan.
Bogan. I don't know if he's trying to stump us, but...
I'm going to say you embrace the Bogan, Brendan.
Oh, you want my answer?
Yes.
I don't, actually.
Oh, no.
He doesn't embrace the Bogan.
Although, if he was a smart Bogan, he would say that so he can get the tickets. Am I right, Brendan?
Well, I'll tell you what. I work part-time as a lawnmower, but my full-time job is selling home theatre and hi-fi in shop.
Okay.
Oh, see, he held back that information. Smart move.
Hey, look, we're going to give you tickets to the Roosters Sea Eagles anyway, so enjoy that, and thanks for calling our show, mate. Let's go to Gemma in Tookley. Morning, Gem.
Morning, Gem.
Morning.
The question is...
she sounds fancy.
Do you embrace the Bogan is the question we need to work out here this morning. Okay.
Let me ask, Gem.
Mm.
You're headed down the shops, just to the supermarket. Are you wearing heels, thongs, or the Ugg boot?
Uggies.
I'm wearing more sandals.
Sandals, ooh, okay.
Sandals, Gemma. Okay.
And pajama pants in public, yes or no?
No.
Okay.
She could be trying to throw us. She could be trying to knock us off the scent.
How many kids do you have?
One.
One kid.
Gemma, I'm going to say you sound fancy. So total opposite of me. I'm going to say not a Bogan.
You don't identify as a Bogan?
No, I am.
Oh,
oh yeah. How do you identify?
Yes, girl. Oh, you played that so well.
Didn't you?
So I wear tights and a T-shirt every day of the week, even to work. I have Australian-made tattoo to my bum.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, girl. Yes, girl.
And if I go out, I find the cheapest drink on the menu because I don't like spending money.
Oh, a bit of Fruity Lexia never hurt no one, Jem.
Well done, Jem. No, we love it. Well done.
I'll meet you at the car park for a dart.
Southern Cross tattoo? Do you have a Southern Cross tattoo?
No, I don't. My mum won't let me get one done.
Otherwise you would, though, right?
Yes, I sure would.
Oh, tickets for the Roosters Sea Eagles game. NRL footy on the Central Coast. Who's your team?
I'm Manly.
Manly.
And it just goes to prove, Jem. A lot of Manly supporters, producer H, that's you. I've accepted it. I've said that. Embrace the Bogan, I say.
Embrace it. Hey, well done. You can catch all the pre-season action as Manly Eagles take on Sydney Roosters in their trial match, Central Coast Stadium, Saturday, Feb 18, kickoff at 6:30. Tickets available through tickettech.com.au. There'll be a lot of Bogans there for sure.
One more time for Australia.
What's that?
Australia. Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM. Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sticky Hotline.
What's the tally so far?
Oh.
You've managed to get 2 days off for someone.
Two to me, one to you.
One to me. Okay, we've made a few calls in this. So if you haven't heard this before, the way it works is that we just call a business. You have to go in with any tactic you want to go with.
Whatever
right?
you want to go with.
And the idea is you have to get the day off work for someone that doesn't actually work at that workplace. You need them to say it within the call too. You need them to say you can have the day off. But it's hard because you don't know who you're going to get on the phone. You don't know which department you're going to end up talking
to. You don't know what they're like, what kind of day they've had.
Nothing.
Oh, it's your turn. Who are you giving me this week?
I reckon we should go the Shelley Beach Golf Club.
Okay.
I'll give you some info.
I don't know anything about golf.
The Swans did their dinner there last week.
That's
so you
right.
can roll that out as a bit of something and... There's a bar there, there's the gaming area, there's the
Every
golf
time
kind
got,
of thing.
Yeah, okay.
You know, there's the
pro
shop.
Shop. Oh, the pro shop. Every time I've gotten involved with golf, I end up breaking, what's the driver? I always break drivers.
How do you break the driver?
Because I
ground.
Swing too hard
oh,
hit
really?
The ground.
Happy Gilmore style.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good luck.
Okay.
Get
right.
the day off.
Are you putting the number in?
Yep.
Okay.
Here we go.
Good morning, Shelley Beach Golf Club. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen. It's Sarah. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, who's managing today?
Adam.
Oh, can I talk to Adam, please?
Yep, Sarah, where are you calling from?
Oh, I started there a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, from the, whereabouts, are you in the pro shop or?
Yeah, in the pro shop.
Yeah, I met you yesterday.
Yes.
Sorry.
No, that's okay.
Keep up, too much going on
totally
here.
Totally fine.
Just one sec, I'll get him for you.
Thank you.
Would you like to know what's on at Shelley Beach Golf Club? Then like us on Facebook or visit our website, shelleybeachgolfclub.com.au.
Hello, Adam speaking.
Hi, Adam. It's Sarah. How are you?
Good. What's doing?
Not too much. Hey, Adam, I'm so sorry to do this to you, but I have to get rid of my shift on Wednesday.
Your shift on Wednesday?
Yeah, in the pro shop.
Okay, what's that got to do with me?
Oh, I was just... Are you managing today?
Yeah, but we don't do the pro shop roster.
Oh, sorry. I'm new, so I didn't know who I had to chat to about it.
Jason, I'm sure you've got to chat to.
Oh, sorry. Totally. Yeah, my mistake. Right. Is Jason around?
I can put you over to the pro shop and see.
That'd be awesome. Thanks, Adzie.
Righto. Shelley Beach Golf Club is a favourite amongst locals and tourists alike. Head east to spend some time at Shelley Beach Golf Club, the club with a view.
Is this Sarah Bear?
It is. Jace, what's how the... are you?
I'm well, what's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm so sorry to do this to you, but I can't work the shift on Sunday.
You might have the wrong... It's Jason here. Who,
the pro shop?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was down for a shift on Sunday.
Sarah. You mean at Shelley Beach Golf Club?
Yeah.
Sarah. I don't know you, Sarah.
Crosby. I started there a couple of weeks ago.
Sarah, I'm very confused. I apologise.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I've been doing stuff in Newcastle and then back and forth, so you might have just haven't seen me around.
So you're working at the Shelley Beach Golf Club?
Yeah, at the pro shop.
Hang on one sec. Does anyone know of a Sarah that works at the Shelley? No, something's amiss here. We don't have a Sarah on staff here.
Oh, that's strange, because I've worked a couple of shifts.
We're Shelley Beach Golf Club on the central coast of New South Wales.
Yeah, at the pro shop. The Shelley Beach Golf Club that had the Swannies dinner there the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're talking about the same place.
This is really strange. You've never worked for me.
Okay. Maybe I haven't... I swear I've met you before.
No, this is really confusing. I don't know what to offer other than you don't work for me and I don't expect you to turn up.
So I get the day off?
Yeah.
Oh, cheering.
This is really quite strange.
Yeah, this is weird.
Wow. All right, well, you should be somewhere else. Yeah, okay. Just check in with them, yeah.
Perfect. But as far as working there at the pro shop goes, I've got the day off on Sunday.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Jace, you're a legend.
Thanks for that. See ya.
Jace, hold on once. Oh, no, he's gone. Oh, no.
What just happened?
That guy is a legend.
He has no idea what just happened. I don't know. Is it a point? Is it half a point?
I wouldn't be a good competitor if I said that was a point. He called me out straight away. He knew I didn't
But
work
he said
there.
You can have the day off. That's all that matters.
If you want to give me the point.
I think all that matters is he said you could have the day off. He didn't say, I don't know you, I'll get back to you. He said you could have it off.
So.
Half a point?
Half a point?
Have the point.
Yes. Why not?
And the day off while you're at it.
Hey, I'll take both.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Producer Rach and I, if you haven't heard this, we've jumped on board this year something that is called February.
Which is sort of like Movember, right, for ladies?
Yeah, for the ladies. Mm. And it's all about raising money and awareness for domestic violence in Australia. And it's been pretty easy so far, Rach, but you've said you've been a little bit self-conscious of your underarm hairs because we're growing out our hair for the month of February.
That's the name of the game. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm wearing a jumper right now.
Want to lift up those arms?
I don't want to lift them up. I don't
like
it. Let
them fly free.
It's going wild, is it? Going wild?
A little bit, like...
You can kind of you can see it.
You're straight out of Byron Bay. With underarm hair like that.
So t-shirts and jumpers for the next
How's the money raising going, guys? Where are we at? We at a good amount?
We do have a GoFundMe page that we've started up where we're sending all the money to We Care Unite. We Care Uniting?
Yeah, We Care Uniting in Tewkesbury. And what they do at We Care Uniting is they actually work closely with caseworkers that do help with victims of domestic violence as well. And we've raised so far $150.
Hey, we'll take that.
I've got a couple few notes that people have given me, so
there we go.
Put
more,
that up to $200
And then we had a call come through over the just before the weekend, right?
Yeah, on Friday we had a call from Sean from the Tewkesbury Loan Office in Tewkesbury. Morning, Sean.
How are you?
We're well, mate. We're well. Now we have been told you like to support anything that happens in Tewkesbury, and this, as Bree mentioned, the money goes to
We Care Uniting,
a Tewkesbury organisation.
Yeah, well, it's a great organisation and we love to give back to the community that supports us. So more than happy to do it.
Okay, so you're looking to make a donation. How much can we put towards this cause?
Well, I've scraped up out of the tip jar, which we don't have, about $1,000.
No way! $1,000? Are you serious?
As I said, it goes to a good cause. And I said, as I said, it's in our community, so may as well support the locals. So,
Sean, you've really made my morning. That is really lovely of you guys. You didn't have to do that.
That's huge,
and
mate.
And it'll go to a great cause.
We do aim to please, so.
That's amazing, man. Our producer, Rach, has gone speechless.
I'm shocked. Yeah, she's are you having a little tear, Rach?
A little bit, yeah. Sean, thank you. That's actually, I put $1,000 of a goal for the whole month, so you've just
Can you imagine
that.
When we rock up and tell them that we've got that amount of money? Oh, she's going to lose it.
She's going to lose it.
Joe's going to cry, Sean. We really appreciate that.
Totally.
As I said, as long as they appreciate it, I'm happy.
Tewkesbury Loan Office.
Get down
stepping
and see
up with
Sean
the goods.
At Tewkesbury Loan Office. 100%. What a legend.
He needs the money now. He's donated it to us.
Yeah, that's it. The tip jar's empty, so come back down.
get in there and support him so he can give us this cash. That's awesome, mate. We really appreciate it. And, you know, the budget's now been raised, I guess.
But if you're looking to donate, we'll take any more donations possible. And I can't wait to hand this over to We Care Uniting in Tewkesbury.
13, 12, 16. I mean, we can open it up and say, you know, donate some money. We give your business a shout out. Can we do that?
Oh, I like
Is that something
that
we can
idea.
Do? I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
If you
not?
Want to take advantage of that situation.
We can do 13. That maybe sometime this week.
Yeah, 13, well, get in touch with us. We'll have a chat about it. But 13, 12, 16, if you're a business on the coast and you'd like to get behind this cause. But Sean at Tewkesbury Loan Office, the man.
Oh, he's my new favourite human on the coast.
Supporting the hairy canaries, which is great to see.
I love that Sean is supporting us, growing our leg hairs out.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Big news happened in my family yesterday. Massive news,
actually.
I did
see this.
Yeah.
I saw it.
My sister got engaged yesterday.
Congratulations to your sister.
That's massive. That's I never huge. Thought this moment would come. Amongst us siblings.
Yep.
You never think it will. You always think we're going to be kids forever.
And that's the thing. When I proposed to Jamie and I asked her dad, so I had to ask her dad if it was okay to do so.
Yeah.
And I could see the look on his face was one of, oh, my God, this is a moment in life that I knew was coming
but never
didn't
thought
know
it would.
Yeah, or when.
Mm.
And it was that day. So the look on his face after he said no as a joke.
Was
and then
it a
yes,
joke?
Well,
debatable.
What did Big Steve say? Did he ask?
He cried.
No, he didn't.
Simon, my sister's fiance now. Asked Big Steve on Thursday, apparently, and Big Steve had a little cry.
There you go.
Yeah, because he wasn't expecting it. They've only been dating, I think, for just over a year.
But too soon?
They've known each other. Our families have known each other forever. I mean, I played soccer with Simon, her fiancé, since we were 6 years old. So our families have known each other. They've known each other, but they've only been together for just over a year. I think when you know, you know.
You know, you know.
Yeah, I think so.
And so how did Simon go about asking Big Steve? Did he sit down with him or how?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard the full story yet.
Okay, I'm always interested to find out.
It was on a Thursday afternoon. He went and visited Big Steve at the apple orchard and apparently just asked him.
Okay.
And Dad was really kind of
taken back. Yeah,
didn't expect it.
That's what I mean.
But it was funny. Yesterday, Mum and I, because she was visiting, we were at the shops yesterday and my mum got the call and the look on my mum's face was in pure disbelief, and she's like, put my sister on the phone, and she goes, say it again, say it again. And we're in the shops, and I was like, what are you doing, mum? And my sister then told us, and I was just like, what the hell?
So you didn't know. You had no idea.
I had no idea. No one... Like, everyone in the family's kind of joked about it because they're so, like, obviously in love, and everyone's like, oh, Winnie, come on, hurry up and do it, like, joking around. But I didn't think it was going to be so soon.
So how did he do it?
Apparently he took her to Mount Tambourine, which is up in Queensland.
Great spot.
And
Interland. Yeah. Gold Coast.
Well, he was going to do it hot air ballooning, which was, ooh, I don't know when it was, but apparently she went hot air ballooning a couple of months ago, and he goes, oh, well, that idea's wrecked.
Right.
So he just got down on one knee at a winery.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, in the middle of the afternoon.
Hot air ballooning's risky, isn't it? Because
isn't
if they say no, it's a long
way
back
down. Maybe you do it before you go up. Just in case.
Yes, and then you jump on, because if it's a no, might tip her off.
But it was funny because after she gave us the news at the shops, we were then at one of my favourite stores, and I was looking at these two tops, and I said to Mum, I said, Mum, I'm actually a bit sad. Like, I feel sad. Like, my sister, she's, you know, everything's happening for her. She owns a house. She's gotten engaged, and look at me. What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
I eat garlic bread on Saturday nights at home by myself.
Some would say that as a win.
And my mum felt so bad for me. She goes, oh, it's okay. And I said, oh, you know what would make me feel better? If you bought me these two tops. Oh,
so you used it to your advantage.
And guess what?
She bought you those
two tops. It did make me feel a whole lot better. I have those two tops now. So,
two quick questions.
Yes.
Simon wet the bed. We had him on this show.
That's right, last week.
And we said to him on air, well, now you've got to propose because she stuck with you through thick and thin.
So did we force it upon
him? Did we sort of force it upon him in a way?
Maybe.
Okay, maybe we did. And second question.
Sounds like us.
How old's your sister?
She's 30.
Still lives at home?
Yes.
Has never moved out?
No.
Does she?
And he
have...
lives there with her,
oh,
can I just
come
say?
On, guys.
My mum cooks him all no. his meals. My sister no. does his laundry. No wonder he's proposed. He's got no. a good deal.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Tell you what, I was glued to the TV last night watching 60 Minutes.
I know, they had a ripper on last night, didn't they?
Yeah, the story where they recapped. And you weren't aware of this story until last night.
I hadn't really heard much of that story, no.
2001. So, yeah, going back a fair while now, 16
but
years.
But not all that long.
No.
Like, in the picture of most of those kind of stories happened back in the 80s and the 90s.
So the story of Joanne Lees and her partner, Peter Falconio. Now, they were...
Backpackers.
Backpackers from the UK.
They were living in
Australia.
Sydney for how long? 6 months. And then they decided they'd road trip around the Northern Territory.
Exactly. And they're doing their thing in the Northern Territory. And then up beside them pulls a car, tells him to pull over, something wrong.
They were
in
the middle of nowhere, weren't they?
Would you pull over? If someone pulls up beside you in the middle of nowhere and says,
it was
mate,
pitch black,
pull over, you got something wrong with the back of your car.
Oh, I don't know.
No way. I go, thanks, mate, keep driving.
I mean, in the city, I'd pull straight over.
Even then, I wouldn't pull over.
I don't know.
If I'm driving and someone has pulled over on the side of the road and they wave me down.
And what if they said it? They were like, oh, mate, your tyre's flat. You need to pull over, your tyre's flat.
I would say, oh, do you mean if they said my tyre was
yeah.
flat? Oh, I'd say, mate, I'll sort it out at the next servo. Thanks.
That's what happened.
Well, I wouldn't pull over. I just wouldn't. And if someone was, as I was saying, if someone wanted to pull me over and said they were having a problem, I'd say, call the RAC, call roadside assistance.
You're such a helpful guy.
It's pitch black, mate. I'm not getting out.
I feel like I would because I'm the trusting
person.
Oh,
don't do it. I'm telling you now.
Maybe not in the middle of nowhere, but any other circumstance.
Anyway, it was an interesting story, a sad story, because Peter Falconio didn't live out
well,
to
the
see
guy
the
came around to the driver's side window and he said, oh, mate, can come out and have a look. It's and made something up that something wrong was with the back of their combi.
Yeah.
And then shot the guy straight away and then walked back around and she was sitting in the driver's seat at that point. And yeah. then he pulled her out of the car, dragged her around the back of the combi, tied her up, and then put her into the back of his vehicle. And then while he was dealing with Peter Falconio's body,
she escaped
and got out of the back of the car and ran down into the bush, and she hid there for 5 hours while he looked for her for 5 hours.
With a dog, which I thought...
What?
Having, he had a dog.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought with a dog, the dog would be able to sniff her out. Anyway, a lot of people listening to this right now would remember the story. It was a massive story at the time, so a lot of people would remember that. But she went through a big media ordeal, and she was seen as a bit of a...
The cops saw her as a potential suspect,
exactly.
Which just blew my mind.
And she went back to the UK, tried to forget about it for a long time, and now she's back in Australia searching the Northern Territory for Peter Falconio's remains. Now, no, it is a...
We do have to mention, though, they found the guy, Murdoch,
exactly.
Who actually did it 4 years later, and she was obviously... She came back for that trial, and, he was convicted of that.
Yeah, so he's in jail as we speak, so he's the only one who really knows what's going on, but they were saying it last night on TV. It's like a needle in a haystack trying to find
because they never
in the Northern
found
Territory.
Him.
Is it something that you would do? Is it something that you would spend your time? It's pretty vast.
Like I get
land.
I get where she's coming from because obviously she would like that closure, and I don't know why that is because obviously he's gone now and he's on the better side, but. Yeah, I kind of get where she was coming from, but pretty scary. Like, if I went through something like that, I probably wouldn't like to go out there and search in the area where it happened to me.
Even when she was sitting down with Liz Hayes on 60 Minutes doing the chat, and they were sitting around the campfire at night in the Northern Territory, no thanks.
Yeah, neither.
No thanks. I'd be so far away from that place as possible.
Can you tell me, because I was on another channel and then came back. How did she find her sister? Because she has a sister here.
They didn't explain that. They didn't say how she found her sister in Australia. Just by the same dad, it turned out that she had a sister and now they're as close as ever, these two. And they look exactly the same.
Don't they?
They look exactly the same.
They look so much alike.
But they didn't explain how they came to find each other. But I guess in stories like this... It's one of those things that when you hear of something like that where she found her sister,
mm-hmm.
bit of a silver lining, you know what I mean?
That's how she was telling the story last night, which, that's a nice thing that's come out of it.
Yeah. Anyway, it is a fascinating one. I was glued to the TV last night watching 60 Minutes and, I really do hope that she gets what she's looking for, that closure
and finds. Same for his family as well, and she wants that for... his family too, which is a nice thing that she's trying to do for them.
It was 60 Minutes last night. You can catch up with it on Nine now if you want to see that story again.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
The Mariners, 3 wins straight. Hasn't happened in 3 years, Bree.
What?
3 years since they've won 3 straight.
Oh, let's celebrate then.
And they beat the Wanderers over the weekend 2-0, and the star of the show got man of the match. Roy O'Donovan joined us right now. Morning, Roy.
Welcome, Roy.
Morning. How are we?
Good, mate. How are you feeling this morning after a win?
Yeah, very good. It's great, as you said, it's great to win 3 in the spin. Lads are full of confidence now, and we've got some big games to come. And there's more riding on it now because we're starting to create a little bit of pressure for ourselves because we're playing so well.
Even talking finals now, Roy, you reckon you guys can make the 6?
Yeah, let's hope so. It'd be great if we can keep playing like we're playing. I don't see any reason why not. But the tests are going to get a bit tougher for us now, as I said. Got the likes of Melbourne Victory up next at Cosford, and that's never an easy game when Burrish and Cork come to town.
We really need the crowds to get behind you right now to get you into the final 6. What are you guys looking to do on the weekend? What's your game plan?
It's very similar to what we have been doing the last 3 weeks, really, is, everybody, help out their mates, cover their mate if he plays a bad pass, do that extra bit of running for the guy alongside you, and just, as I said, be a good team, and it's been working really well. Defensively, we've looked very, very solid. Attacking-wise, everybody talks about the likes of Fabio, Trent and Connor Payne, and they've been excellent, but the likes of Monty and McGing in the middle have been the superstars of the show for me lately as well, so everybody is I'm playing their own part and, pulling along nicely, and it's a classic part of the Mariners at the moment.
With the form you're in, Roy, our game plan is get the ball to Roy when we're attacking.
It's been like that the whole season. You're a goal-scoring machine, Roy.
Well, thanks very much. But it's been going well. But you can only score goals when your teammates create chances, Dan. I've been very lucky this year that I've been getting the chances.
It is a massive credit to you and the boys and Paul Ocon too. The team's really banded together and you're playing as a really solid unit, which is good to see.
Yeah, you're right there. That's been the key, really. Paula's come in, you know, not long before the season started. There was a little bit of turmoil there with, you know, previous management and staff behind the scenes going, and, you know, he didn't have time to sign his own players, but it just shows you what a good coach he is, and you know, people are wearing the shirt with pride for the supporters and for the manager, and look, it's starting to pay dividends at the moment, and look, in my opinion, we can get better, and as I said, I hope we keep getting better this season, because there's a chance to make the top six, and I'd love to get a few extra games this season.
Didn't Paul get right into the celebration? Second goal, he just jumped over everybody there. I thought he was going to cause an injury or two. He was going that hard.
He came down that wing like Trent Baggio there. He cleaned out about four or five lads on the sideline, which is very funny. But it just shows you the passion, which maybe people felt has been lacking for the last 3 or 4 years, since they've really, you know, the heyday of winning trophies and winning grand finals at the Mariners. And look, it's terrific. People buy into that, as you said, and the fans are really, you know, driving it as well. And they'd be buzzing when they see things like that, when the manager is really kind of invested in the project and the players as well. So look, it's, as I said, it's a great place to be at the moment, and I'd urge everybody to come along next week on Sunday, and hopefully we can put on another performance again and people go home happy.
Well look, Matt, it's great to see 10 goals from you this season, so you're into the double figures, and you know, you get those few wins on the road, and it just generates that confidence in the team, and you start playing that winning style of footy. So we've got tickets to the game this weekend. If anyone would like to go along and check out the Mariners, 13, 12, 16 right now, you can get down to Central Coast Stadium and see the boys do their thing. They're in fine form. And Roy, thanks for joining us on the show. All the best this week against Melbourne Victory.
Anytime, guys. Thank you very much.
Too easy, mate. The phone's running hot for Mariners tickets now,
Brie. I think Roy, having his first child,
has helped.
Oh, I think it's helped.
A bit of perspective.
You might need to have another child next year.
Yeah, keep popping
them
out.
And then you'll score twice as many goals.
Don't miss Central Coast Mariners take on Melbourne Victory Sunday, 19th of Feb. Central Coast Stadium, kickoff 5 p.m. Tickets at tickertech.com.au.
Come and support the boys.
Pop out a few more kids, Roy.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Yeah, Beyonce. Oh, so many songs about love.
Apparently this song here is one of the hardest technically vocal songs to sing.
Really?
Yeah.
According to who?
Someone.
Singers.
Well, if you listen to the song, it goes up, 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 up.
Falsettos.
Yes.
Oh, Jessie J could do it. She's got some range.
She could do it.
She could do it. Mm. A lot of songs about love. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and we've been told we have to give this away in the show today, and why wouldn't we want to? I mean, it is a three-course meal and live music at the Avoca Beach Hotel and Resort. Dinner for two. Romantic dinner. So that's on for tomorrow
fancy.
Night. 13, 12, 16 right now if you'd like that. Whether you've forgotten Valentine's Day or, you know, this is just a nice little extra touch on something you've got organised for the day, 13, 12, 16 right now. What
are
the percentages?
You
doing? I don't know yet. I'll work it out. Servo on the way home, probably. No, that's not true.
Get her a little smelly tree.
Might get her a laser treatment or something.
That's not all right.
That's what she's requested.
That's not okay.
For hair. For hair and stuff.
What, for her arms?
For whatever she needs.
Oh, who's getting rid of the hair on their arms?
I don't know.
That's strange.
Have you had laser hair treatment done?
Yeah.
And is it good?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Well, to be honest, if you don't keep up with it, it kind of gets patchy and doesn't look great.
If you do the course, though, if you do a certain...
No, if you do the... So you do the course, but then you have to have top-ups every year.
Oh, I'm not going to pay for that. I'll get the one-off special Valentine's Day.
And then she can pay for her own.
Who are we giving this prize to this morning? We got someone there, producer Rach. I'd love to get someone on here. Who have we got? What's their name? You just tell us and I'll...
Shell.
Shell, is it? Hey,
morning, Shell.
Morning, Shell.
Hello, morning, guys. Hey. Thank you so much. Please say that I have this Valentine's dinner.
Hey, well, you've got it. It's yours.
It's yours.
I love you guys so much.
You're
Thank
in,
you.
Shell.
Who
are you
My
taking?
My partner and I have been together 12 years, so this is exciting.
12 years.
That is exciting as a thought.
Oh. Can't beat a three-course.
We've got a beautiful three-year-old, so yay, it's going to be lovely. Oh. Thank you so much.
It's all right. Get a babysitter for the three-year-old. Hey, if I buy my fiance laser treatment for Valentine's Day, is that a thing?
Beyonce. I'll down.
No, it doesn't matter.
Shelly, Gaundy should get his fiance something nice, not laser hair removal, am I right?
Hey, it's by request. Hey, you can celebrate this Valentine's Day at Avoca Beach Hotel and Resort. Book now, 4382-2322. So get onto that for Valentine's Day and then the other
That'll
night.
Be a good night.
You want something
there.
To eat. Okay, so no to the laser.
I'm giving you advice right now. Even if she's asked for that, don't get her that. Get her something nice that she doesn't need, but she might want.
Jewelry or something. What about, do I get
No. Jewelry or something.
Do guys get, is it a guy's thing? Are you buying something for Jacob, producer Rach?
It's already on the way up to Darwin.
Is it?
Yeah.
And do you think he's got something for you?
I'm thinking probably not, but that's okay.
That's rough.
But it's okay.
It's going to be a one-sided gift give.
Yeah, it's all right. He'll make it up to me.
No, it's not all right.
No, it is. No, it's fine. At least he brought me flowers before he left. He does
he
it.
He did too.
He does it completely on.
He did do that.
Spontaneous. You don't need Valentine's
Jacob,
Day.
Jacob, if
nice,
you're listening
you?
Via the app right now,
yes.
Get on to it, mate.
No.
Express post.
No. Rachel off air's been talking behind the scenes.
No, I haven't.
She said, I'm nearly done with him.
Jacob, call me and I'll help you out, mate.
Oh, yeah, call Gaundy, who's going to get his fiance laser hair removed.
I'm pretty good at this stuff, generally.
You've got the ideas.
At least I've got someone.
Oh. Maybe.
It was a fist fight in
maybe it's by choice. Maybe I don't want anyone. That's not the case in this circumstance, but it could have been.
Kissing booth to come.
No. Oh, it's going to be a sad day for me tomorrow.
You guys can hang out together because Rachel's partner's away.
Who wants to have a dinner the singles night
taco
tomorrow
Tuesday.
Night?
Taco Tuesday. You guys can get together and eat tacos. You guys can eat the tacos.
Man, that sounds interesting.
Well, that's what you do on a Tuesday, you fools. Yeah. Extra guacamole.
So many innuendos.
Catch you soon. Have a good Monday. See ya.
Get up with Free and Gaundy.
CFM.